Oh, hi everyone. Welcome back to BePod Podcast, your go-to podcast for improving English in professional healthcare setting. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. And today we're going to focus on one of the most important skills for nurses, and that is explaining medications and prescriptions to patients.
Yeah, and it's a topic that might seem simple, but it's actually full of details that can make a huge difference in patients' care. From giving clear instructions to explaining side effects, we will cover all the essentials.
And we'll do it in a way that's practical and entertaining. So that will help you to remember the expressions and the phrases, all the vocabulary that really matter.
Yeah, and by the end of the episode, you'll be able to confidently explain how and when to take medications, how to answer patient questions, and use professional phrases that sound natural in English. But before we go there, just we can remind our friends just about our website, no? Just visit www.trainland.com. So if you are a professional, you want to improve your English, remember, we've got teachers that can help you with this. So please visit the website. And we would love to help you to improve your English. So, Matthew, let us go to, I think we go to a hospital room. I mean,
it's not funny, but...
not our
favorite setting, but anyway, there we go.
It's true. No? So I think you are going to be my patient. And you are discharged. But you need instructions about prescriptions. So, let's start, Matthew.
Let's go. Hey, nurse, can you help me? I'm a little bit confused about these pills. And I don't want to make a mistake.
No problem, Matthew. Let's go through each one together. So first, this is your pain relief tablet. You take one tablet every 8 hours, preferably after meals.
Okay, right, after meals. And for how many days?
Well, for the next 5 days. And remember, don't skip any doses, even if you feel better.
Okay, I've got it. Now, what about this blue one?
Well, that's your antibiotic. You take 2 capsules a day, morning and evening, with water. It's important to finish the full course, even if the infection seems gone.
Okay, but what about side effects? I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, that's normal, to feel a bit nauseous with antibiotics. But if you experience rash, dizziness, or severe nausea, contact your doctor immediately, okay?
Okay, thanks for that. And can I take them with the painkiller?
Yes, but avoid taking them on an empty stomach. Also, keep track of your medications using this chart.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was really worried I would mess things up.
You're welcome. Don't hesitate to call if you have any questions.
There you go. So it wasn't so bad for me in the end. Let's have a look at some of those key expressions and the vocabulary that we used in that dialogue, because these are words and expressions that you're actually going to use every day if you work in
That's right. So first, for example, pain relief, killer tablet. Well, this is a common medication type, and you'll often need to explain when and how patients should take it. So, for example, no, I said take one tablet every 8 hours, no? And then also preferably after meals.
Exactly, Johnny. Good. Okay. Now the next word that we had was antibiotic, and we mentioned it with a phrase, twice a day. So the key point is always remind patients that they need to finish the full course.
That's right, and that's crucial, otherwise infection may not fully go away. And another important expression is side effects. Nurses must explain possible reactions like nausea, dizziness, rush, or drowsiness. So expressions like some patients may feel drowsy, but it's normal. Or another one, if you experience severe symptoms, contact your doctor immediately.
Good. We also used instructions like don't skip any doses. and avoid taking on an empty stomach. So these kinds of instructions are imperatives. They're short, they're clear, direct sentences that are easy for the patient to understand and follow.
Mm. And other phrases to note, for example, let's go through each one together. This would be showing empathy and collaboration. Or, for example, don't hesitate to call if you have questions. So that can reassure the patient. And also use this chart to keep track of your medication, which is practical guidance.
Great. Here's a few more examples that you might use in real life. Take one capsule with water in the morning. If you miss a dose, take it as soon as you remember, but don't double the next one. Store your medications in a cool, dry place. This one's important. Don't mix this medication with alcohol. And some patients may feel sleepy, so avoid driving until you know how it affects you.
That's good advice. And remember grammar tips. Use imperatives for instructions. Take, do not, remember. And use models of advice. Should, must, may. And then also you have conditional sentences for side effects. Well, if you feel dizzy, do not drive.
And we've prepared some real life phrases for you in section 6. So you'll have a ready to use toolkit for explaining prescriptions professionally.
Fantastic. Yeah. So a lot of things for our friends to keep learning and improve their English. So let us go to the question for the audience. Así que, ¿cómo dirías en inglés? ¿Puedo tomar esta pastilla solo cuando sienta dolor?
Interesting. And how would you explain that in English in a clear, professional way? So listeners, write your answer in the comments, please, and we'll talk about it a little bit later in the podcast.
Yeah, be creative, but make sure it sounds polite, professional, just like a real nurse would. So not only the question, but also how would you answer in a clear and professional way? I like that. I like this one.
That's going to get our listeners thinking, I think. Okay, well, if you're enjoying the podcast and you want to improve, especially your business, your professional English, and as we've been talking about today, in healthcare settings, then make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the BPod. Hit the bell and the icon.
Also check out trainland.com for courses, exercises, resources that will help you practice exactly where you need it, in hospitals, clinics, or healthcare offices. And anyway, by the way, thank you very much for all that work all you doctors and nurses are doing. So fantastic. Okay, Matthew, let us then just talk a little bit. No, we said that we were going to use some of the expressions in real life. So, Matthew, let's go over some practical expressions nurses use when explaining medications.
Sure. Okay. So, to get us started, you always need to speak with clarity. So here are two great expressions to have in mind. Please take one tablet after meals. Or take two capsules a day, morning and evening.
And you have to explain side effects. Remember, you could say, well, you may feel drowsy or dizzy, that this is normal. Another sentence could be, if you experience severe symptoms, contact your doctor immediately.
They're great sentences. I like those. Now, don't forget to make sure that the person understands what you've said. And how can we do that? Well, here's two questions. Do you understand how to take your medications? Or do you have any questions about your prescription?
Oh, fantastic. And other helpful phrases include, well, use this chart to track your medication. Oh, store your medication in a cool, dry place. And what about this one? Do not take this medication with alcohol.
Okay, good. Now, watch out for common mistakes, which include maybe getting the doses confused or using informal language, which could be a little bit unprofessional, or perhaps forgetting to tell the patient about the possible side effects.
Exactly. So if you use these phrases clearly and politely, well, your patients will feel confident and safe in your hands.
Fantastic, Johnny. Okay, so let's go back to that question that we mentioned earlier.
Good.
Can I take this pill only when I feel pain? That was the question. How do we answer it?
Yeah, fantastic. No, so first we have the sentence. That's a sentence. No, puedo tomar esta pastilla solo cuando sienta dolor. Very good. No, and that's the answer. I mean, that's the question we would ask. No, can I take this pill only when I feel pain? So, Matthew, just a professional way to answer. Well, I don't know. I'm not a professional on this, but it could be. Well, it's better to take the medication regularly, even if you don't feel pain. So it works effectively. That could be. Or another one, if the medication is as needed, you could say something like, well, you can take it when you feel pain, but do not exceed the maximum dose indicated on the prescription.
Nice examples, Johnny. Yeah? And notice how both of those examples combine clarity, it was very clear, professional, but also Johnny's tone of voice was reassuring.
Exactly. So now we want to hear from you.
Indeed we do. Have you ever explained medication or medication instructions in English? Have you been in one of these situations? Well, if so, what phrases or expressions did you use? We'd love to hear your experience.
That's right. Yeah. So we'd love to see, to hear or to see or to read real life examples from our listeners. It helps everyone learning, no, in this case. So fantastic, no? Have you ever explained medication instructions in English? Have you, Matthew? Have you ever had to?
I was just thinking that, Johnny. I don't think so, really. Oh man. I think my focus now is the other way around and trying to understand it in Spanish. So yeah.
All right, okay. So
okay. Well, we've got through a lot of things today. We've talked about how to explain medications clearly, how to handle side effects, and how to give professional instructions to patients.
Yes. So next episode, we will focus on talking to patients' family members, which is also a big issue, how to give updates, answer questions, and show empathy in English. And I think, Matthew, that with this, we will finish our section for medical.
Right, Johnny, yeah. No.
I think we have covered quite a good number, no, of things.
I think so. And it's been quite in detail, some of those phrases and ideas. Really useful.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, if you've enjoyed that, then please don't forget to check out our website, www.trainline.com. And there you're going to find all kinds of things, teaching resources, exercises. Man, Johnny, what have we got?
Well, a lot of things, but also for our professional English learners, no, which is a fantastic thing for them. So we have fantastic teachers that would love to help you to improve with your English. And also we have many resources and material in our campus. So yeah, come and join Trainline, and we would love to meet you. So see you next time, Matthew, and keep practicing those phrases. Doctors, the patients will thank you.
Indeed, they will. See you next time.
See you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ciao.